Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shagmind Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey, also known as Love of My Life, Father to My Children. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Soulmate.
Oh, why have you said that more than once?
Because you've been being really nice to us recently.
Have
I? I appreciate it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think I speak for everyone who listens to this podcast at this moment in time where we're all waiting for a butt or a big sort of pull the rug out from under kind of thing.
No.
Really?
I had cramp in the middle of the night the other night and
yeah.
You got up out of bed and you rubbed my cramp better.
I did.
You didn't complain about it once and you haven't thrown it back in my face. And you've been really sweet. So there's no hidden agenda here. I appreciate it.
I just got to quickly go on the laptop and change this to Ixbeefs. I'm joking. Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Welcome.
More about that later. But yeah, Rosie's essentially falling apart at the moment.
More about that later.
No,
so
I meant...
Well, you've been waiting until now to throw it back in my face.
No, I haven't. I was joking about the beef thing. Basically, all I was going to say is instead of just bashing it all out in the intro... You know, we've got sponsors to do, etc. We'll go into the main bit and then you can explain to everyone why you're falling apart like an old 80s Ford Escort.
Great. There he is. Love of my life.
Love of my life as well. But I tell you what, almost a write-off you are.
Right.
It's getting to the point now where I'm going to take you to the mechanics and they're going to go, honestly, just buy a new one.
Do you not even think I'd get 100 quid?
Honestly, we buy any car would even be like, nah. I know I said any car, but you know, there's an asterisk implied. Guys, it is episode 97 and this is being released on New Year's Day.
Oh,
so
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to all of you, whether you listen on New Year's Day or after it. Well, you're in 2021, which...
Fuck you, 2020!
Yeah,
yeah,
but I mean, I don't want to point out the obvious, but at the beginning of 2020, everything was actually fine. So 2021's actually starting worse than 2020
right.
started. But
well,
the only way is up! So there you go.
Baby.
I don't mind, no.
Sometimes
I just like to say a thing. I don't want the full fucking song being done.
Baby.
Christ alive. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for continuing to listen, continuing to write, like, rate, and subscribe. And them ratings are going up as well on the little Apple thing. If you could keep doing that, that would be absolutely lovely. You're on 33,000 5-star ratings. Can you believe it?
Are we really?
Can you believe it? Most
That's
on
great.
There by a mile. You're amazing. Thank you so much, guys.
But,
you know... All of this praise does come at a price. This week's lucrative. Look, I've got to pay the bills.
Make it a good one because it's a new year.
Okay, this week's lucrative sponsor is... Slippers,
yeah.
Hey, you're in the house, but you want to wear shoes.
Yeah?
Socks not warming your feet enough. Yeah? Want to feel slightly dressed, even though you're still in your pyjamas and you haven't washed yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You need some slippers.
Yeah.
Little sleeping bags for your feet.
Ooh, I love
Very
slippers.
Nice. You do? You've got a pair in every room, haven't you?
I do.
No word of a lie, there is a pair of Rosie slippers in every fucking room in this house. 3 in the front room, including your Warburton's crumpet ones.
Well, that's usually where I
live. Online.
Yeah, your mum told us off for wearing them, though.
Yeah, I forget that you're pregnant quite a lot, and my mum was like kicking off at you, saying like they look like you could fall down the stairs, you shouldn't wear them, and I was like, all right, man, and chill out, and then I sort of realised, I was like, oh yeah, pregnant, falling down the stairs, I was like, that's the classic pregnancy injury, do you know what
She's
I mean?
Totally
like,
right, she was bang on. At the time I was like, all right, Anne, get off me dick, but now I'm like, no, you're totally right, I could basically break my neck, but they'll be back on.
Good.
Come when this baby's
she did,
here.
She did, thankfully, for everyone listening, she did thankfully get off Rosie's dick.
Yeah,
so
it took her a while, but...
Just before we move on here, I've got terms and conditions from the sponsor.
Mm.
I've just got to quickly do.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Of course, always.
Got to do that thing where you do it all in one breath.
All right. Have you wrote something down?
Yeah, it's just a slip.
Oh, here we go.
I've wrote something down. I was emailed by the sponsor. What do you think this is? What are you talking about? I'll write this down. What are you talking about? You've seen Santa's not real next. Fucking wash your mouth out. Brush your teeth. Yeah, that was practice to do fast. So it's,
great. Here we go.
Terms and conditions apply. Do not wear slippers outside, even in your garden. Once one outside, slippers are no longer slippers. They are just shit shoes. There we go.
This is going to upset you a little bit. Yeah. I wear mine outside all the time.
Fuck you.
No, I do, because I've got a couple of UGG slippers.
Yeah.
Oh, creme de la creme. Uh-huh. Amazing. I've worn them outside to get the bins in and that.
Don't like it.
No. Yeah, but then I've not worn them inside anymore. And yeah, sometimes I've had them on the sofa and I'm thinking, right.
Yeah, you're just wearing your outside shoes inside. Once the one outside, slippers worn outside once, that's it, they're dead. They're just shit shoes. They're not slippers anymore.
Mm.
Wear them just in the house. Leave them off, take them off the front door, put a pair of shoes on, out you go, come back in, put your slippers back on. Ah, sleeping bags for your feet.
So fair enough. Your slippers don't last 10 minutes,
no,
do they?
No, my feet stink. But more of that later.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Happy New Year. Blah, 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 blah.
The first episode of 2021.
Yeah,
so
all Lang Syne.
Very exciting.
All the stuff that they do.
None of that. I've always been annoyed for that.
What?
All Lang Syne now. Can I just say, have I mentioned this on the podcast yet? Exactly a year ago today, a year ago yesterday as you listen to this, New Year's Eve last year, I went on stage at the Customs House. Have I talked about this? About the routine I did?
I'd written
a routine and I did it that night and I died on my fucking arse. I hadn't done stand up for a while because I've been doing Strictly all them moons ago, and I did a routine and it died on its arse because everyone thought I was a fucking weirdo. They thought I was out of touch. They thought I was up my own arse, and I came across like a twat. It was a routine about how I think shaking hands is a bit dirty. And I did it last New Year's Eve. I did it New Year's Eve 2019, 2020 at the Customs House. Rosie, I died on my fucking hole.
I remember that routine.
Yeah.
It was very... You came across like an arrogant dickhead don't like social interaction.
I don't touch people,
because you didn't want to touch anyone's hands. Wow, that aged well, actually.
It aged well. I mean, I binned it. I binned it off. I might bring it back for the 2022. That's going to happen in 21, possibly 22.
That's so interesting.
Isn't that weird? I died on my fucking hole. Like, really, really bombed quite badly.
Yeah, I remember actually telling you off because I was like, you're the only person who doesn't like shaking hands.
Yeah.
Because to everyone else, it's a normal, nice interaction.
Do you know what? But the thing is, I'm laughing on the inside of my face now because I can't wait to shake people's hands.
I know.
I'm honestly, don't it always seem to go that you don't
know
what
you can't do?
Just that little.
Put up a parking lot, you
pop, pop, pop. Fair enough. ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, bless you, darling. Yeah. Should we shake hands now? Because we're in a bubble together, aren't we?
Yeah.
But arrows, no one likes arrows anymore.
What, because of bubbles?
Because of all the bubbles.
Don't say bubble. Do you want some bubble bath in that bath? Fuck it, I'll have a shower.
Babadoo, 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 bath. So 2020 is done.
Mm-hmm.
2021 now, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, it's going to be a lot better this year. We shall see. Fingers crossed. Try to be positive. I saw something fantastic online that I haven't told you about yet.
Okay.
And this just sums up social media of this year.
Okay.
For me personally, because I love social media, but at the same time, sometimes I love social media. I just hate 50% of the people who are on there.
It's less than 50.
Is it? They're just louder.
Most people, I've told you, most people don't even interact with anything. Most people are just looking through the windows.
Yeah.
Most people just watch. Most people don't even click like on the thing that you post.
Yeah.
Most people just see it and go, oh, that's cool. And they swipe by.
Yeah.
And they just go, they're brilliant. Then you've got people who click and like. They're also awesome.
Yeah.
Then you've got people who comment really nice things and like. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then a very, 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 very small portion of the people who comment things say cunty stuff.
Yeah.
But you always seem to see it.
Always
pops up. Getting
to the top.
Oh yeah.
Well, you're going to love this. I don't know if you've seen this, and I deliberately
I haven't told you until now. Social media for a bit.
Well, I saw trending on Twitter last week.
I don't look at the trends, but yeah.
Right. Well, it was trending on Twitter. I'm sure it was trending. It must have been because I saw loads of people saying it. People basically saying 2020 can do one. Blah de blah. You know. And then there was a very large portion of people who were actually sticking up for 2020.
Great.
But not 2020 as a whole of a year.
Mm-hmm.
The number 2020. They were sticking up and saying it's not the number's fault.
Wow.
Like the number has feelings.
Oh, fucking dickhead. And- I hate everyone.
I honestly spent 20 minutes reading all of this shit of people going, it's not 2020's fault that it's been a bad year. It's not the numbers. It's the context of the year. I was like, 2020 does not have feelings.
Wow.
You morons.
People are crazy.
But
man,
doesn't that sum up this year?
It sums up social media and all that. I mean, there might have been, I mean, if they were trolling, that's even better. But yeah, it sums up all that stuff. I saw a video of Australia, obviously everything's back to normal in Australia. Yeah. There was a massive crowd outside in a park. It was amazing, yeah. Right? All these people having like a barbecue and stuff. And a top comment underneath was like, the thing was like, oh, it was a lovely post because we're like, don't worry, everyone. Rest of the world, it can return to normal and it will. Don't worry. Top comment was, I'll still wear my mask because I don't trust people. Oh. Well, fucking stay in the house then! Like, why was that the top comment? Fucking internet, man. It's gone. Like, why are you still wearing your mask? What, in the barbecue? Oh, fucking hell, man. There's going to be a lot of that going on. But look, if it's all sorted and you want to keep wearing your mask, keep wearing your fucking mask. Just don't be surprised when I cough directly into your face. Oh, I'm joking. I am joking. I'm not going to do that. I'm joking. I'm just being a silly billy.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Something interesting happened this morning. As you well know, Rosie, I've been giving you lying after lying after lying. It's actually getting ridiculous now. Robin can't remember. Robin thinks, doesn't even think you live here anymore in the morning. He thinks, Robin thinks you sleep somewhere else and then come back in at midday.
You know what Robin says,
yeah?
Which is the sweetest thing in the world. Did I say it last week or have what I just told me, Mum?
Well,
because whenever you get up, when you go to the loo in the morning, because he's always in our bloody bed, he comes in the middle of the night.
He's getting better. He came in at like 5 o'clock this
morning. Yeah, he's getting a bit better. Fingers. I'm hoping when the baby comes, he's just going to be like, oh, this Ben's crying all the time.
Honestly, I've got a really funny feeling he's going to be like, fuck this. Yeah. And he's just going to scuttle back to his own bed and be like, this is loud and horrible.
We'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But you know, every time you go to the loo in the morning, he's like, good morning, mummy. And I'm like, morning, sunshine. And he goes, you stay in bed because you're pregnant.
Oh, does he? Yeah, he didn't tell me that.
He does, yeah. Oh. I think I must have told me, Mum.
That's really weird, because when he comes out, once I've been in the loo, he goes, well, these bitches lying in again. And I go, I know. And we'll both walk downstairs, slagging you off. Fucking clip in just, son. Fucking clip, Dad, honestly. Hey, we could run this house on roll. Come with Dad. We could indeed, son. Good stuff.
You pair of wankers.
Yeah, son, have a cigarette. Did I say that out loud? don't email in. I don't let my son smoke cigarettes. He's on rollies. We're hipsters. Now, this morning, right? So this morning, as I say, we've been giving you untold amounts of lions.
Thank you. Don't make me take away what I said at the beginning. I really appreciate it.
Just a great guy. Now, we came downstairs. You're not a
great guy. Great guys don't call themselves great guys, Chris.
What's the point then? That's a point in there. It's like that thing where they go, if you do good things, you shouldn't want any sort of any recognition for it. To do good deeds, you shouldn't need like congratulate. I'm like, no. I need congratulating for this.
Fuck's sake.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I will walk out of the bank claiming, how much have I just given to that charity? Someone pat my back. But this morning I came downstairs and sometimes he doesn't want breakfast straight away. He went in his playroom and he just started playing with some Lego and stuff, and I was like, oh, amazing. So I made a coffee. And I went through and I sat in the orangery and the sun was coming up. It was a lovely little morning. There was a bit of frost on the grass and, you know, he was just chilling out. It was really lovely. And I heard him make like a noise and I heard him get some toys out. And he went, Dad, Dad. And I went, yeah. And he went, can you hear this? I went, I'm in the orangery, son. He went, yeah, can you hear this? And there was nothing. And I went, no, what is it? He went, oh, I'll get it ready again. 2 seconds, I'll set it up again. I went, right. And he had toys moving around in that. And then he went, now. Nothing. I went, no, I can't hear it, son. And he went, right, come in and listen. I went, right, okay. He went, come in, listen. I'll tell you when it's ready. I went, okay. He went, now. I walked in, farted.
Aww.
He was brewing a fart. I thought it was toys. I thought he was building something or doing something with toys.
Like a real one.
But he waited. So he farted. He went, did you hear that? I went, no. And then he went, right, did you hear that? I went, no. He went, right, wait. And then he waited. Honestly, it was 5 minutes. And then he went, right, come in now. And I thought, what's he been making? And I walked in. He just knocked out a massive fart. And went, did you hear that? I went, yeah, I heard that.
Oh, man. I hate that he finds it hilarious. But at the same time, so do I.
Yeah.
You know?
What can you do?
We need to hide. We're laughing more when he's being disgusting.
One thing that I nearly exploded laughing the other day. So me and you, we went to a McDonald's. Remember? We went to a McDonald's.
Oh, we were. Oh, sneaky, sneaky. Yeah, we're telling everyone this.
Are we allowed to tell? You're allowed to go. It was in our Tia, it was in our area.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we didn't know. We didn't realise we were going somewhere else. We were going to a park, but then it started pissing it down with rain. So we went to Durham Services.
McDonald's.
And you can sit inside.
Because it's a service.
Because it's a service station.
You can sit inside. Oh, my God.
It was beautiful.
We were just, like, savouring it. You know the way your dad used to sit, like anyone's dad, listen, if you've got a working class family, you'd be on the promenade in Spain or somewhere when you're younger and your dad would nurse the last inch of a pint just sitting, watching the world go by, as parents used to say. We sat doing that, didn't we? I just had my mineral water, just looked around going, oh, them cars going through the drive-thru, losers.
Oh, I had the best time of my life.
I'm dining in. Well, anyway, on the way back, we got a... So Robin obviously is like me in the senses of his toilet humour and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, like both of them really, but honestly, we were going back. We got our Snickers in the car. I had it, well, you had your chocolate and he had his chocolate. And then you handed me a Snickers, right? And I took one bite of my Snickers and you quite quietly went, can I have a little bite of that, please? And he didn't hear you. But snort.
Sorry,
nice. Oh, she's snorting.
No,
Robin didn't hear you, but same pitch, same tone, everything. About a minute later, I just heard, can I have a little bite of that, please, Daddy? And I just basically took one bite of the Snickers, handed it to you. You fucking gnawed on it, and then I handed it to him for the rest of it. Load of shit.
Isn't that being a dad, though?
Yeah, just rounded out me year quite nicely, I did. Couldn't even have a Snickers. Fucking 2020.
Babadoo, 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 bab.
So, as I've said, I haven't been on social media that much recently just because I can't be arsed with everyone arguing about a pandemic. Just gets a bit much. However, I spotted something the other day. Now, we watch... If you think you've had a bad year, Rosie, if you think we've had a bit of a bad year...
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Will you hear this?
All right, okay.
Are you familiar with Ryan? You know, Ryan's mystery play date. Ryan, the Ryan. Yeah, YouTube Ryan. But then he's got Ryan's mystery play date that he turns on. I think I've mentioned it before how I absolutely hate the fact that that show comes on and it's him running about and his mom and dad come out and he goes, "Mom, Dad, are you ready to play?" And they go, which as parents, I don't think they should be seeing this on the telly for the rest of them. They go, "We're always ready to play."
Yeah, they're setting a terrible precedent.
Fuck yourselves, man. Mm. Can you? Not just, I want to hear, not now, mommy's busy, daddy's hungover. I want to hear them kind of things.
Or
right?
We've got jobs, we're going to work.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
And this is the point I'm getting at. They haven't got jobs. Ryan is their job.
Yeah.
Ryan was the biggest YouTuber last year. Do you want a little cherry on top of how shitty 2020 was? Do you want to know how much Ryan earned this year? How much Ryan, from Ryan's toy review from YouTube, how much he earned this year? Just from YouTube.
Right.
Not from his magazines, which we've spent hundreds of pounds on.
Loads.
He's got magazines, he's got toys, he's got a TV show, he's got merch. How much just from his YouTube clicks did he earn this year?
Oh, God. Well, do you know what? It's going to be a lot because there's been a lot of YouTube time for children.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you. I don't even want you to guess because I don't want you to ruin it. I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay, go on.
Are you ready for your year to be ruined?
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, are you ready to play? We're always ready to play. $30 million.
Wow.
$30 million.
Yeah, I'm always ready to play.
Hey, Ryan, I'm ready to play too, Ryan. Hey, my name's Chris. I'm Robin's dad. Come on, let's hey. Lends $1 million.
We're always ready to play, Ryan. Come knock on our door. Come on.
So yeah, Robin, if you're listening to this somehow, for $30 million, I will always be ready to play. Anything lower than that, Daddy's tired.
Just another cherry on top of the Ryan cake.
Yeah.
You do realise that Robin said to me a few weeks ago, Ryan's dad's really cool.
Fuck him. You're joking. Robin said Ryan's dad's really cool.
He did.
What the hell have we raised?
I don't know.
Ryan's dad's the worst one. No, I don't want to have a go at anyone here, but he's a right wally. And I know he's deliberately being around. I'm sure he's a lovely bloke in real life.
Sure
he's, you know, it's his kid's party persona.
Sorry, but I don't think Robin has ever called you cool, but Ryan's
whoa, this is.
It's cool.
Look, I could take them earning $30 million in the year, but I can't take that his dad's cooler than us. I'm not having that.
Oh, way. I don't. Do you know what it is? I don't want to slag them off. Good on them.
No, good on them. Yeah, hey, absolutely. We're just joking. Hey, look at. It's that thing of kids' programs. It's not aimed at me.
No,
it'd be really fucking weird if I was sitting here going, yeah, Ryan's dad is cool. And Ryan's really cool. And I've seen all the episodes. That would be fucking weird. It's not aimed at me. Well done, the lot of you. But
well done. Fuck. It just freaks us. He's aging, though.
Who, Ryan?
Ryan is aging.
Oh, he'd be doing that at least 30. It's going to be horrible. Oh, his mom and dad are going to be like decrepit and mom, dad, you ready to play?
We're always ready to play, Ryan. Just got to slip me bag back in.
Oh, 30 million. Should we get Robin to do it?
Rosie, I couldn't be arsed. I'm not even joking. No. For 30 million quid, I couldn't be... Fair play to them. They put the graft in.
They do. They deserve that, to be honest.
Yeah, 100%. Well, yeah. You know how many people are watching, but honestly, if you offer me 30 million to do that for the year, I couldn't do it. Run around like his dad, like he does on the TV shows and filming. All I do every day is film and playing with toys.
I know.
You know what Robin does? When Robin's playing with toys, I fuck off into another room for a bit.
Yeah. I've never seen them have a cup of tea yet. Nah. They've got two other kids, you know?
You are joking.
Yeah, they do.
Have they?
They've got twin girls.
Fuck, crikey. Oh, we can't wait for the Netflix documentary about them.
The Forgotten Twins. Mom, Dad, are you ready? Shut up! Back in the cupboard! The pair of you! Ryan time! It's always Ryan time. It always is Ryan time!
Oh my word! Oh wow, I thought I was a bit demented as a middle child. They will be
oh,
the
God.
Forgotten
oh,
kids.
Jesus
oh jeez. Mom, Dad, can you put me to bed? Ryan's going to bed now! We hate Ryan.
Big shout out to everyone out there who has no idea who Ryan is. This bit must have been fucking fun for you.
Oh, God. Oh, right. And can we just clarify, I'm sure they really do look after all their children. We're just having a laugh.
With jokes. jokes. Good God. It's the world come to, man, when you're going to apologise.
No, because
what's the world come to where you've got to apologise for claiming that a couple neglect two of their three children on a medium as popular as this? What's the world coming through where you've got to apologise?
All I'm saying is, if anyone said that about us, I'd be devastated. Yeah. Because Robin's been in the spotlight for a little bit with us, and then when the new one comes along, you know, I might not be asked. And they'll be going, Mom, you never put me on Instagram. I'd be like, Robin's been on my Instagram. Get back in the draw.
Yeah, but we've always said, as soon as Robin doesn't want to be on anymore, he doesn't have to.
True.
Yeah. He's bloody loving it at the minute. It's actually annoying. I've got both of you sitting there.
Oh, hey.
Is that Cheerio?
It's just... Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef, beef, you little...
Beef.
Beef shit.
Beef shit. Awful. Do you want to go first or shall I go first?
Do you know what? You go first.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? Is this a tactic?
No.
No?
Just, I'm a bit out of breath off laughing.
Oh, right. You knew what you signed up for when you married this fucking comedy genius is what you did. Right. My beef with you, this festive period.
Oh, right, so the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. My beef with you this festive period.
Yeah.
And this week is your general shittiness around Christmas presents.
Excuse me?
I accidentally found no fewer than three of my Christmas presents. don't dare say it's because you're pregnant, because Robin didn't fucking find any of his, right? I found three of them. It was three. One of them was in the bag with Robin's when we were wrapping them. And he went, oh, that was supposed to be yours. And I went, thanks. One of them was randomly in the basket where we keep the hats and stuff.
And the gloves, yeah.
And I got it out and he went, how have you found that? And I went, I didn't know what it was. It was there. And he went, oh, it was yours for Christmas. That was good. Another one I found when you came in, when you brought it in from the, you got us to get your bags from the car. I got your bag from the car and it was in the bag. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, what is this? And you went, oh, that's for you for Christmas. And I went, all right, thanks. Somehow you managed to snaffle that back and still wrapped it anyway. So I opened that on Christmas Day. It was the beard cape thing that you put on the mirror. So I got that.
That was months ago.
However, the best thing you did, the most ridiculous thing you did. One day the gate buzzer went for our security gate. And you must have let the guy in. I think I was at the top of the garden doing something. I must be probably recycling. It's all I seem to fucking do these days. And he came down and he put a box down on the porch. Right. And he fucked off. And then I came in the house and then you were like, where's that delivery? And I went, oh, it's at the front. And you went, well, go and get it. And I was like, I'm busy doing something else. And I remember there was an actual like little tiny bit of an argument because I was busy. So I sort of resentfully went and got the box because you demanded I went and got it. And I brought it in and it had written on the side of it, the cookie company that it was from. I can't remember what it's called. The place where you got these cookies from, which were for me. Yeah. And you fucking bollocked us for seeing it. That was another level. I walked in, you went, oh, what are you doing? That was for you. You fucking told us to go and get it, you piece
well,
of
I
shit.
I didn't know, though, did I?
But you went, oh, great, you've seen that now. What are you well, sent that, us for it?
Well, can we just, let's turn with beef on the world, right?
Listen, no.
No, corporations, stop putting your fucking, at Christmas time, don't put the name of what you are on your box.
You could probably choose to have unmarked packaging on the website. You probably just didn't check that button.
Don't
I did for all
can.
The ones I got to know for you. I chose unmarked boxes.
Can you? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying.
Swear to me. Swear to me.
I'm not lying. It's like.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. Well. Because I've been really pissed off.
Right. Yeah.
To the point of actually one of your presents. Did you not see? You love. You just got selective blooming.
Oh no! I saw the one with game written on. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, well, yeah, I'll hit that though. I'll put that inside a cereal box.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but I saw that came in a pile of stuff. And then, by the way, as well, Christmas Day, I opened my presents, and then you went, oh, there's one more. I just forgot to wrap it. And you brought a like ripped cardboard box that looked like a dog had had a go at it. And you brought that down. You went, there's your other present. And I went, thanks.
Can we just clarify? We don't buy, like, you sound like very ungrateful because I've clearly bought you a lot of presents.
Sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, just in case anyone thinks I'm being ungrateful here. One of them was a cape that you put round your neck and then you sucker it to the mirror so that when you shave your beard, the hair's falling.
Yeah, so all your manky, horrible beard hairs don't go on the sink.
The other one that I found in the hat fucking box with the basket we keep the hats in, that was a little tool for me bike to tighten stuff up. Very
bike
thoughtful,
guy,
very good, but
you.
A couple of quid, you know, I'm not being an arsehole here. And the other one...
A couple of quid!
And the other one was, which I took as a personal... I took this as a personal attack, actually. It was a cleaning kit for me Apple earbud things. Found that offensive.
Right. Yeah. Well, actually, I kind of only bought you that because I wanted to.
Fuck me. You're the same as your mum. You and your mum are the same. You know, last year, your mum bought me. I opened my present, right? So last year, your mum was helping you make Christmas dinner at our house.
Yeah, yeah.
She was making it. And I opened one of my presents and it was a tray. It was a cooking tray with the spikes in the middle that you put like a joint of beef or a bird on so it doesn't move around. She bought us that. And I went, oh. And she went, oh, you know, just because like you're cooking and that. Mm-hmm. I went, all right, thanks. And she took it off us and fucking used it. Like a minute later. It was ridiculous. She's like, oh, yeah, do you like it? I went, yes, right, right, cheers. Out my hands and sweat and put the turkey on it and cook the fucker. Honestly, I was expecting to open up the fucking the stuffing and the fucking potatoes in there.
God love her. Are we talking about what my brother bought me for Christmas or not?
Oh, if you want to.
He doesn't listen. He's told us flat out that you don't need to listen. I'm like, well, nearly 100 episodes in.
He never listens. Yet I was on someone else's podcast the other day and he told me, he was like, oh, I heard you on their podcast. Oh, yeah. I always listen to them. I was like, all right, cheers.
Well, let's slag him off. So for Christmas this year of my brother, I kindly, and do you know what? It's lovely because I'm happy to get whatever and bless him, he bought it for us. Got us a maternity pillow, pregnancy pillow.
Yeah.
Got 2 weeks left.
Less than 2 weeks.
Got less than 2 weeks.
Wow.
So that was nice.
Can we talk about what your mum got your brother?
Oh, if you want.
It's ridiculous. Your mum's amazing at the passive-aggressive gift.
Are you? Or do you want to tell them?
I'll tell them the story. So Rosie's mum bought her son... And her son's partner, fiance, for Christmas, in a very passive aggressive, you're looking a bit rough, green around the gills way, sort your life out sort of present. She bought them a big, massive pack of multivitamins.
Like,
fucking dreadful, that, innit?
Honestly, like, because she's my mom, I love her.
Yeah.
But if I was going out with my Kev, I would absolutely hate her. Can you imagine?
So
Merry Christmas.
Like,
yeah, some multivitamins.
Multivitamins.
You're like, shit.
So honestly, Sandra, I know you listen. What were you thinking, man?
Well, I was half expecting in my bag of presents and that. I was thinking she's going to put some scales in here. She's on one. Kevin, you need to eat better. Rosie, need to lose some phlegm. What would you get, Mike? What would you get, my kid?
Kate. Oh, God, Naz.
Funny. Only a mother could get away with that. Jesus. I'll probably be doing stuff like that.
Oh, I'm gonna have to rein you in. The day I see you wrapping up multivitamins for our sons for Christmas, our son's partner, sorry, I will be. Oh, gosh.
Funny man. Bless her. It comes from a good place.
It comes from an interfering place. Just drop them in. My point is, drop them in through the door. Don't want you. Was there not one point of that? I'm not, again, people, you know, people can afford different things. I'm not saying a Christmas present needs to be, you know, extravagant and expensive. I'm just saying, was there not one part of that as she sat and wrapped up in Christmas wrapping a pack of fucking multivitamins? Did she not think, this is a bit weird?
Well, no, because my mum's still in the world of at Christmas, we would just run out of stuff but get them for Christmas.
Right, okay.
We'd have holes in our knickers and we'd have like toothbrushes like 2 months out, you know.
But we'd get them. You know how you used to get an orange in your stocking? She's just gone new age.
Yeah, she's modernised the old orange and nuts.
Orange only gets the vitamin C, so it's got them all in. I know where you're going that.
Bit of
cod liver oil in there for you.
They'll have been quite expensive.
Yeah.
They'll have been like a good pack. Was it a good pack? They'll have been about 13 quid there.
Yeah, but that's, you can't go. You can't go, here's a passive aggressive gift. That's a bit pointless, but hey, it was expensive, so you better be happy.
They know what she's like now. Just got to take her as she is.
Absolutely amazing.
I love her. She's class.
Bought you there. For your anniversary, I've got you a couple's colonic. Side by side in the bed, you sit in stirrups and they just pump the shit out of you and it all goes into one tub and you get it frozen and you get to keep it.
1 year, she's going to buy us, like, what's the word? That 3-day nanny for Rob.
Hi,
Edge is a 3-day nanny for your kid. Thanks, Mum. Babadoo, 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 ba. My beef with you, Christopher Ramsey, since we've been at home together a lot more, like I've said, I've Cafe Rosie, Cafe Alla Rosie, still open daily on the regs.
Yeah.
I don't mind cooking for my family. Yeah. It's nice. It's nice to be able to do. You know what I don't like?
What?
Being asked how long it's going to take.
Oh, okay.
Every night.
Right, okay.
This is your new little thing now.
Okay.
What, you got somewhere to be like?
Yeah. I want to go in my office and play on my PlayStation 5, which I never get a chance to do.
Right, well, that's another thing. Because
you've got some
kind
of vendetta against me PlayStation 5.
I don't have a vendetta.
Oh, it's crazy.
Do you know what I do have a vendetta about? You know, Christmas Eve, my 34-year-old husband asking if he can sneak off for an hour to go on his PlayStation.
No, you fucking can't. Oh, it's Christmas Eve. Sit here. It's Christmas Eve. Just sit here with everyone doing fuck all.
You've got a kid?
Nobody wasn't doing anything. I had time. There was stuff to do. Honestly, I was thinking, I've got it written down in my notes, actually, right? Oh. It just says here, I don't know how people have affairs. I can barely get time to play on the PS5. Honestly, who these people are who've got double lives and two marriages and two sets of kids? Fucking give us a ring and tell us how you've fucking wangled a bit of time. Because I can't even get one round of zombies in without someone coming and fucking kicking me off the store.
Oh, you sad little shit.
Sick of me life.
One round of zombies.
Tell you what.
So is that why you keep asking us how long dinner's going to be?
Yeah, because I want to go and do something. I don't want to just stand and wait. Even Rosie, you call yourself Cafe Rosie. Even the most basic takeaways tell you how long it's going to be before collection.
Oh, wow.
Honestly.
No, it's every night though.
Well, I guess you start
having
about
tea, and I'll start cooking, and you go, "How long is it going to be?" I'm like, "I don't know."
Right?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, but I want to know because you must have a rough idea of how long it's going to be.
Not really. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Right.
But not always.
Well, to be fair, the other night you went 5 minutes, and I went 5 minutes. Then you went there, and you were like, "Oh, well, more like 15." I was like, "Great," but the first 5 minutes were gone, so I only had 10. You do it on purpose, man. Oh. You like to just have us hanging near you. Yeah, I was busy doing stuff here. I was moving all the wood at the front. I got another job, a lot of wood, by the way. I didn't fancy mentioning it on the podcast, but I got loads. Went half as a roommate, got even more. 2 cubic meters, amazing. Now, I was outside doing that, and you phoned us to bring something up for you because Robin wanted something in the bath upstairs.
No, because I'm 9 months pregnant, Christopher.
Yeah, but
that's why.
No, you were already in the bath with him, and you phoned us and said he wants a toy bringing up. So I brought a toy up, and he went, "Do you want to stay and talk to her?" No, I fucking don't want to stay and talk to you. I've got stuff to do. You just want us lingering round. You
I
get
really
weird.
Don't.
You
I'm
do.
Just,
We've
I'm
been watching
hormonal.
The Crown. We've been
I'm
watching
hormonal.
The Crown. You want me in a red jacket and black pants and little gold buttons with my hair stick back. You want us just fucking standing in the corner of the room ready for you to go, Graham, and I'll come over and sort something out.
Who's this Graham?
It's the watched an episode last night in Helena Bonham Carter. I clicked the fingers and said Graham.
Oh, is he called Graham?
It. One of them's called Graham randomly. Heard his
name.
Oh,
nice. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, do you want to do your accents we've been practicing?
What accents?
The posh. Royal accent.
I'm not very good at it.
Yeah, I'm Irv.
I'm Irv. Is that off?
Yeah. That's all I can say.
Why do my? I always have to sound terribly. I have to sort of slur. It's sort of more almost Boris Johnson kind of.
Oh, Philip, no, sorry, that's not very good. I'm Irv. That's all I can do.
You sound like you're claiming that you are the snowman from Frozen.
Olaf.
Olaf. Yeah.
Oh wow. It's Ryan's dad anyway.
Where is Ryan's dad? I wish Ryan's dad was here. So cool.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
This is Rosie's.
New year, new you.
It's mysteries.
Good God.
Mysteries, mysteries, Jesus. Mysteries, mysteries.
Shocking.
2021.
Fuck's sake.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
No way.
Still left that in where you blow into the mic when you say way. That's still in there. That's good. Jesus.
Mysteries, mysteries, mysteries.
Listen, I've got some time off soon.
Right.
So I might redo it. But by time off, I mean a newborn.
Right,
so
okay.
It's not really it's not time off, is it? I keep thinking, oh, got a little bit of a maternity leave, but I haven't.
Mm.
So I'm going to have a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Absolutely.
Shit.
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 Hello, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
And Robin and Rona.
Rona.
No need to keep me anonymous. I'd be over the moon if my mum and dad listened to your podcast.
Wow.
So I don't know if that means that they do or they don't or... Who knows?
Or maybe the story's about the mum and dad.
Maybe, yeah. Many people say they understand me a little bit better when they get to know my parents. This is the true story of my mum and dad's third or fourth date. It was the anniversary of my grandfather, also known as my dad's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Usually what a grandfather is.
Could be a mum's
Could
dad.
Be the mum's mum, but it just made us laugh.
Mum's
that
dad.
She didn't say the dad's dad. She just put grandfather, a.k.a.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the anniversary of his death.
Cool.
My dutiful and very Catholic mother joined my father to pay his respects at the cemetery.
For the third date?
For the third or fourth date.
Keep it light, mate. Jesus. I'm not having a go here, but... Hey, you know them two dates we had? I had a good time. Would you like to go out again? Yeah, definitely. How does Tuesday sound? Yeah, Tuesday sounds great. By the way, it's the anniversary of my dad's death. Do you like cemeteries? Well, you know what? I'm Catholic, so yeah. Happy
Why
days,
not?
Let's do it.
Why not?
Crikey.
We went for a walk around the cemetery where we live. We've got a lovely, beautiful cemetery. And a lot of people just walk around there with the kids on scooters and bikes because it's really safe.
And it's lovely.
It's beautiful. We went for a walk with our friends the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, socially distancing. Do you remember that I said, should we walk past my granddad's grave?
Yeah.
And we didn't because the kids went a different direction. But was that a weird or not?
No.
No.
I don't think it was.
No.
But weirdly, what was weird actually afterwards, we spoke to your mom. And your mom would say to your mom, she was like, what have you been up to? And you were like, oh, been to the cemetery. And she went, oh, did you go and see your granddad? And you went, no, walked another way. And she went, oh. It was like you'd proper snubbed him.
Oh, yeah. I know, but I didn't. The thing is, we ended up walking a different way because the kids ran off a different way. And then I didn't want to go, like, to you, the kids, and we're friends.
Yeah.
Me granddad's over there way. Can we walk back that way?
Yeah, yeah.
So I might actually go for a little walk this afternoon and say, granddad, I'm sorry, I haven't forgotten about you.
Please do, so I can go on the PlayStation. Weird. That would be awesome if you did, actually.
right, we can.
Cool.
Deal.
Bloody love your granda.
You would have loved my granda, actually.
I know, I keep hearing that.
He's very similar to your dad. No, he was. Yeah.
I'll leave him.
Love your dad, You love your dad.
Do you know what's lovely, right? I think about this quite a lot. We've got a couple of photos of your granda in the house. And obviously I never got to meet him. I hope that when I'm dead and gone, that my grandchildren have photos of me and saying nice things like, you would have loved me, granda.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
And then again, they're going to go, you'd love me, granda. Do you want to listen to 100 plus hours of him and me nana talking? Oh, fuck that. Okay. That's the thing. I mean, with this podcast, we are leaving behind a record that if it's still kicking around, I mean, Jesus.
I don't want my grandchildren listening to this.
Oh, why aye, man? It'll be getting taken into school and that.
No.
Class.
Thank you.
Yes.
We'll have to put it in a box that they're not allowed to open until they're like
30s. Well, the whole
30s.
Internet. We'll put the whole internet in a box, will we? Mr. Silly Billy. Yeah? everyone listening, bring your phones around. We've got a box to put them in. Yeah.
Grandma. Oh, yeah, shut up.
What a stupid thing to say. Actually, do you know what? I don't think I'm a nice bloke. I don't think they'll say that.
No, they won't say that. My granddad would never have said that.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
Probably why I never had a hit podcast. He didn't push the boundaries.
Possibly.
So I'm joking. Come on.
Back to the mystery. After a short prayer and moment of silence, this is what my...
Sorry.
What?
I just still can't get my head around that this is a third date. Everyone's different and that's fine.
Olden days, wasn't it?
Everyone's different, yeah. Mm-hmm. After a short prayer and a moment of silence... Fancy Nando's after this? Netflix and chill?
No, man, this is back in the day when you'd get the bus.
We'd get the bus, we'd go to the pitch, go to the flicks, go to the Mecca, and then we'd get fish and chips on the way home. Guess how much?
My dad and your dad
love this. My dad dealt with one on Christmas Day. Two bob, got the club, I had 5 pints of fish and chips supper afterwards, and I got the bus home and I had fucking a thripney quark left or whatever the fucking, I don't know. Oh, horrible.
It just goes up and up and up every time I speak to my dad,
it's
though.
It's their favourite game.
It's literally, went round the fair, had a lap dance.
I once went out with a shilling and 5 bob threepence. And I got the bus there, and I missed my stop, and I had to get the bus back. And then I had 16 pints, and then I had a fish supper, and then I got 3 lap dances at the Brunny.
Bought your ma's engagement ring.
Bought your ma's engagement ring after the lap dances because I felt bad. Then I came home on the bus, and then I stopped and bought some milk off the milkman who was doing his rounds because it was late. And you know how much I had left? A thrackney choir. I had a thrackney choir left.
How much is a thrackney choir, Dad?
Oh, well, you know, same as two-fourths of a shilling. A what? Fucking, it's like another language, man.
I know. It's fascinating, though.
The language.
So, anyway. Right, let's... Christopher, we are massively...
My dad, on Christmas Day, my dad said it. He said something like... He was like, oh, I got 2 bob left. And I went, what's 2 bob? And he was like, half a shilling. And I was like, what's that? I was like, fucking stop putting it in other things I don't know. Measure it. Measure it in now, money.
1,000 potatoes.
Oh, 42 drachma. Fucking tell us it now money, you stupid
Wasn't
old fucker.
Wasn't it like £1.50 or something?
Oh, I didn't know what was going on about. It was, yeah.
Right, Chris, let's get back to this, because this is actually not as good as what we're talking about, unfortunately. Never mind. So after a short prayer and moment of silence around the grave, right, his dad's dad, he's just been talking about how much it used to be to go to the pictures.
Yeah.
And that was old in olden days, yeah, you know. Days, yeah, yeah, where they used to just use.
It was just a picture. You just got showed a picture. Yeah.
This is what my no filter dad had to say to my mum. What do you think he said?
Oh, so they're standing. It's his dad's grave. He's standing. They've had a prayer and a moment of silence, mm-hmm. and they're on a date. Mm-hmm. And he had no filter. Did he say, oh, right, okay, so I was going to say it was something like really bad, like, let's, you know, can I bend you over the tombstone? But I doubt it was that. Well, there we go. See, I got from the vibe that it's not that. Is it something like, you know, is this the best third date you've been on or something like this? Mm-hmm. Or I bet this is the best date you've ever had or something, or I don't know.
It's not.
Or is it, you know, or awkward third wheel or something, I don't know.
No.
No, come on.
You're wrong, should I tell you?
Yeah.
He said, without missing a beat, you'll be buried here.
That's fucking great. Yeah, good, that's it? Excellent. That's really nice.
It says here, my mum immediately started crying and nearly left him there and then.
Wow.
But the truth is, they've now been married nearly 40 years. Weird way to show you've got marriage on your mind, eh?
Wow. Mm-hmm. You'll be buried here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she will be, because they might have a plot.
Yeah.
Well, my brain, if you'd have said that to me, you'll be buried here, I'd think, have they bought this plot? Has he got money? Yeah.
Wow.
This family's got money. And I'd go home to my mum and I'd go, I think they've got a plot, mum. Yeah. We're in. We'll squeeze you in.
Yeah.
Well, she's dead skinny.
I should just climb in someone else's coffin, your mum. Even if she wasn't dead. Just near the end, she'd climb in with a corpse and just go, just lure us in.
Do you know?
Three knocks if I've changed my mind. If not, just hide the dirt on top.
Do you know my mum wants a wicker basket?
A wicker basket to get buried in?
Yeah, because it's cheaper.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got one in the hallway that I could get out, but I might find next year's Christmas presents in it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public.
Public. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmindanoid@gmail.com. Please keep sending your ridiculous questions and stories and anecdotes and dilemmas and office polls and all the rest of it. We'll love that you've been sending stuff so much, so frequently. So frequently, in fact, Rosie, that something absolutely amazing happened today.
Right?
I got an email. So I was sitting going through the emails as well today. So you've got some questions and I've got some questions and we'll do a few each and, you know, some might get left in and some might not. Mm-hmm. It might end up that all of them are by me or that all of them are by you. You never know. But basically, we both looked through the emails today is what I'm trying to say in a long-winded, roundabout way. Now, I was sitting there.
Absolutely no need to say all
there was no need to say that. So I was looking through the emails today, right? Mm-hmm. Sitting there. And sometimes I just like, as I'm looking through, one will pop up. As I'm looking at them,
right.
I'll get one in that moment. And I always think it's quite cool that someone's literally just typed it and sent it and I read it. Right? Dear Chris and Rosie, I'm absolutely outraged and I'm hoping Chris will be too.
Ooh.
For Christmas, my husband got me a Dragon Egg Lush bath bomb. Dragon Egg bath bomb from Lush, I'm assuming that is.
Right, okay. Yeah? Do you know what? Controversial. Mm-hmm. I hate bath bombs.
Is that because they hurt your fanny?
That?
Yeah.
Yes, I've got very sensitive down below.
Well, I know this because A, you talk about it, and B, when I asked you if you had any ideas for what you wanted for Christmas in November, one of the things I've still got written in my form is bath salts that don't hurt me vag.
Yes.
Direct quote.
Yeah. Just very sensitive down there. Have to use a lot of products that don't have stuff in. But bath bombs, just don't get them.
I think they're a bit shit.
They just make your skin go all funny.
Bit slimy.
The water goes like, they're very much for kids, but I don't think they are for kids.
I literally don't think kids are supposed to actually use them. Maybe teenage girls, like, you know, like 9-year-old girls.
Robin loves a bath bomb.
Yeah, but he would literally, like, he gets rashes if he's in them too much. He's got your skin. Yeah. Largely pointless. But anyway. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying your present, person who wrote in.
For
Christmas, my husband got me a Dragon Egg Lush bath bomb.
Sounds wonderful.
While having a nice relaxing bath, my husband exclaimed that my bath looks like it has piss in it, as it is a deep orange colour.
Yeah, that's another thing. They look like you've, you know, done an axe murderer being in your bath.
I explained, depending on the one, that would be disgusting. He then said, well, I piss in the shower all the time. Mm. So I'm guessing the shower's in the bath. It's one of them, your baths, your showers above your bath kind of things.
Yep, yep, yep.
I expressed my disgust at this, especially as he said that he doesn't clean the bath each time and I was currently sitting in the bath.
Right.
So he wees in the shower, wees all over the place, and he hasn't cleaned it over, and now she's having a bath in that very bath that's in there.
Right, okay.
He continued proudly to say that the day before he pissed in his blue bath. Brackets, he had a Lush bubble bar for Christmas. So he got a thing.
Right.
Right. And he said he weed in it to see if it would change colour. He confirmed that it did indeed turn green from blue when he weed in it.
The bath.
So he's a serial bath weeder in her.
Great.
So she's in the bath. He's weed in the bath. He's weed in the shower. He just wees all over the place, right? He seems to think that Chris would agree and that this is perfectly acceptable and he doesn't need to clean the bath. Well, I don't agree.
He's got the wrong...
Yeah.
He's got the wrong one of us,
He's got the wrong one here. You'd be okay with it, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
You'd be fine with it.
Well, you know, when water's over a certain temperature,
it
doesn't matter. It's just wee.
Right. Okay. Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you would you wee in your own bath?
Yes.
Wow. Do you wee in your own bath? Mm. Annoying. Okay.
Sometimes. Depends. So, I mean, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
But I just think,
sometimes you have
does
to.
It matter?
Do you ever wee in that let me get in?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Right, that's fine. I
wouldn't tell you.
Jesus.
So.
Anyway.
Do what you want with that, Chris.
That came in, that email. Mm. I read that. I had a giggle.
Mm.
About 5 minutes later, another email popped in.
Don't say it's from
Dear the Chris and Rosie, it has just been made clear to me that my wife has written in to say I piss in the bath. So I thought I'd tell you a story of my own. They've got the same surname. I'm obviously not reading it out. But I read that, and as I'm sitting there, and I just looked again, and he's fucking just retaliated straight
Amazing.
Away.
Right, okay, what's he saying?
I don't know if this is psychological, but when I travel home and reach the door, more often than not, I suddenly desperately need a wee.
Yep.
Yeah, normally I do the wee dance, he's put in speech marks, and just manage to make it to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
One such day, I did not make it to the toilet, and I weed myself. I knew it would make my wife laugh, so I told her. Yeah?
Yeah.
So he's weed himself. He came in, he's weed
at the front door.
Yeah. Now, what he's about to tell us is something she would not ever want told, but he's telling it in retaliation to the last story.
Okay.
So he said, she opened the door and he went, you'll never believe this, I weed myself. And she turned around and went, you'll never believe this today, on the way home, I shat myself.
What? The twits. Jesus. They're back? What?
The
on
worst.
The same day?
Yeah. He's wrote and quite literally managed to piss and shit to ourselves on the same day. If you share one story, you have to share the other. Kindest regards and all that jazz.
That's fucking awful. Hell.
Do you know what I think? I'm not judging here, right? But I've got a feeling that this couple here, I've got a feeling that their house is filthy. I've got a feeling that the wall around and surrounding their kitchen bin is stained with bits of tomato and stuff and
But it mustn't be because
food.
She was getting annoyed about wee in the bath. But
yeah,
then
but she
sometimes,
shits herself on the regs by the sound
yeah,
of things.
Yeah, that's... Imagine that though, on the same day.
Same day.
That's a match made in heaven, isn't it? You know you found
love,
the one.
Look at this, I've pissed myself. You'll never believe it. I shat myself today. What? Must be love. Love, love, love. Da da. I just love the fact that they've just basically argued with each other via our email. I just thought that was really nice. I
enjoyed that. Thanks,
guys. What are the chances of me sitting there? In fact, there's 26,000 emails in there. What are the chances of me sitting there and catching both of them? Happy with that. Well
I've
played,
enjoyed
guys.
That.
Well
Thank
played.
You.
Enjoy the fallout from the argument that this will definitely cause.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got one here. You know when you just realise that people get you?
Hmm. What do you mean?
Like, I think a lot of our listeners get we, and they know exactly who we are.
I think they've worked it out. But, sorry to stop you there. The only thing I find confusing is I am one of those people who my opinions change all the time.
Yeah, yeah, same.
I'm not... I don't know how to describe it. I get so many messages going, Rosie, you said this, and then you said something else about that. And I'm like, I'm not this person who, I can't live my life having these really stringent views on everything.
It's a mark of sort of intelligence and...
is it?
Well, yeah, and as a sort of functioning member of society, when you can change your views...
Absolutely.
...when presented with new data.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm very fickle in that way.
Well,
fickle, not in a nasty way. I'm just quite, I'm not massively headstrong, and I know I do seem like I am, and I go, I kind of go all in, but then someone will just go, well, what do you do? And I'll go, oh, right, okay. And I'll back down.
Yeah, someone goes, you know, realise they do that because of X, Y, Z, you go, oh, okay, fair.
Yeah.
All the
but
time.
I think people have got the major part of work.
Yeah.
I think they've nailed it.
You've weirdly gone a bit deeper than I wanted you to go here, because
really
I meant was someone's basically just sent something in that says, I heard this question asked, and I instantly thought of you two.
Okay.
When I then read the question, I was momentarily offended. Then after about 5 minutes, I was like, yeah, you've nailed us here.
All right, okay. What's the question?
How much poo can you put in a chocolate cake before you taste it in the cake?
Right. We've won awards for this.
We were
podcast.
Observer and Guardian
Holy
critics.
Shit.
Critics pick of 2020, number 4 out Brilliant. Of every podcast in 2020. Every podcast and radio moment in 2020, we were number 4.
Brilliant.
However, I read that. Do you know what it is? I read that question and I went, ugh. And I clicked off it and then I sat and I thought, how much?
Mate, I'm racking my brain.
I can't work it out.
When
I
make a
cake, I've been thinking about this all day.
When I make a cake, I stick to the 4 ounce rule, right?
Yeah.
4 ounces.
What's that?
So 4 ounces of flour, 4 ounces of sugar, 4 ounces of butter, 2 eggs.
Jesus.
Right. That's how I make a cake.
Right.
But if you want to make like a bigger cake,
right.
You double it. So 8 ounces, 8 ounces. So I'm just like, how
so do you
much
think,
shit?
Do you think it'll be 4 ounces of poo before you can taste it?
Probably, yeah. Just to keep it even. But then...
I love that she instantly thought of her. But it says, I heard this question asked and instantly thought of you two. Where the fuck did you hear that?
I know, who's asking that?
Where have you heard that?
That's office banter, isn't it? Yeah. Some people are back at work.
I suppose, yeah.
How much do you think? How much? How many?
Honestly, and this is so bad, right? This is just, I don't want to get too deep into this, right? But I feel like...
We're there, Chris.
I feel like it really depends on the person. I feel like it depends on what kind of cake it is and what kind of poo it is.
And who it is.
Isn't that bad, yeah. So I feel like if it's a Victoria sponge and it's the night after a curry, not much.
Well,
I feel like
they
if it's
said a chocolate cake though. Didn't they say a chocolate cake?
Oh, okay, they've said chocolate cake.
So
sorry.
It's
so,
in
okay,
a chocolate
so
cake.
I feel like if it's a really thick, rich chocolate fudge cake, I think quite a lot. Oh,
this is horrible.
It's the worst. It's got me head done in.
Bits
it's got
in
me
that,
head
though.
Done in.
Bits in that.
Mm, that it's not. That's texture. We're talking about taste.
Right. Okay. Oh God.
Please, no one do this. If you do this, email will your findings. But I'm not saying
will.
Do it.
It'll be a student. A bored student. Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
We don't know how much poo it would take
no idea.
Before you taste it in a cake. And we don't want to answer because we're grown-ups and it's disgusting. But thank
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, I want an answer.
No, I don't want an answer.
I want an answer.
Here's a question. I've got a question for you.
I want to see this on. No, I want to see this on. I want a documentary on this. I want Netflix
University
on this.
Challenge.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
When you were younger, did you ever try to freeze your fart?
No.
Oh.
Please explain.
Well... I once watched a programme, I think, with my brother and sister. Or did somebody tell? I can't remember. I distinctly remember there being a visual. Basically, we either watched a programme or somebody told us if you freeze your pump into a plastic container.
Fuck off, man.
You put the lid on really quickly, put it in the freezer, and it would be like you could see stuff, like gases and that.
Like a little frozen cloud.
Like a little frozen cloud.
Shut the fuck up.
But it didn't work.
Yes, I just tried it.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
Chris, we tried it more than once.
No fucking way. How? 97 episodes in, how am I still hearing stuff like me and Kate and Kevin tried numerous occasions to freeze
this
my
is
pumps?
When why have you never done that?
Why have I never done it? Because I've never done it. I didn't know. Rosie, I didn't have brothers and sisters.
You didn't. I
once tried to freeze a fruit pastel. That's as far as I got.
Oh.
But I used to keep going back and check. I kept going back and checking on it too much because I thought
Bless
it would be frozen.
Yeah, no, with pumps never froze.
Froze your pumps.
But we did try it.
Wow.
Well, a lot of times, to be honest.
Your mum must have been over the moon when she saw all those Tupperware in the sink. Why are all these Tupperware? Who's been using all this Tupperware? I've been trying to freeze my pumps.
I mean, the fact that you think that would put them in the sink is
hilarious.
They
probably went
straight back in the cupboard. Straight back in.
And if there was a cake put in them, could you taste the fart?
Oh, well, there you go.
There we go.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I'm on episode 85 of SMA. You and Chris said that your nan's bureau had 3 dockets. And then they put in brackets, not sure if that's spelt right.
What the hell?
Please tell me what docket means. I ask this because when I first started to get to know my boyfriend's family, I noticed they would use docket, but not in a way I would. Here are some examples that threw me. The key is in the docket. Put it in the docket. It's in the docket. Usually when we're in the car. It confused me at first, so I googled it trying to find the definition, and its definition I already knew. A ticket or legal agenda.
What?
Okay, yeah. For background, I'm British Chinese from London. His sister's boyfriends have also asked what docket means. They're from Manchester, Sheffield and Liverpool. So makes me think it's a South Shields / Scottish thing. His grandparents are originally from South Shields and his dad's side is Scottish. My boyfriend doesn't know the exact definition of it, so we used to play docket or not. Where I would point at something and ask, docket or not? From my personal poll, it appears to be a gut feeling with no reason or rhyme.
Wow.
His parents can't tell me the definition either, and don't get me started on the Urban Dictionary definition. Please clear this up for me, as it's been a long-standing beef between my boyfriend and me for years.
Wow.
I actually woke him up and played the section when you both said dockets.
Wow.
All the best, Gina.
Wow.
So
what does she say it is? It's a ticket.
So she says a docket, which is actually the she Googled it, and the real definition is a ticket or legal agenda. But to us, a docket is a draw.
No, it's not a draw.
Or a little...
So the best way I can describe a docket, the best way I would describe exactly what I would call a docket, if I had a dictionary that had pictures in, a docket would be, it would be behind the reception desk in an old hotel where they used to put the key in them square holes. There's loads of square holes with all the numbers on and what the things. And you go out, room 215, and they go out and they turn around and they take 215 out of the square docket. Where the key was kept. That's what we call it as.
Okay.
And I've just been looking around our kitchen now. We've got that plate holder that you / laptop holder that you put your laptop in. Each of those little bits with the plate in, I would call them dockets. I would say that plate holder holds, you know, 20 odd plates because there's 20 odd dockets.
Yeah.
However, I'm looking at one of our cupboards. The cupboard's about, the front of that cupboard, it's a big larder cupboard. The front of it's about the size of a telly.
Mm-hmm.
If you just took that cupboard door off, I wouldn't call that a docket. I would say that's too big to be a docket. I would say that that's just like a big shelf.
So a docket is like a small little section of something
small
that you put
things in. Small
enclosed
shelf,
I would say.
Like a small square. So imagine if you put a shoebox, if you sunk somehow
Chris,
took
think,
the lid.
I think people get
no,
it.
No.
Please,
so if you somehow took
horrible.
The lid off a shoebox and sunk a shoebox into the wall and just had that square hole,
great.
I'd say that was still too big to be a docket. I'd say it'd have to be a bit smaller than a shoebox.
Smaller than a shoebox. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Well, we hope that we've cleared that up for you.
Yeah.
That must be a really interesting gathering of all of them lot.
Docket or Not sounds like a fantastic game.
Docket or Not
game.
Is a good game.
I'd love
but
to play that.
British Chinese, there's a Manc there, Sheffield, Liverpoolian, Scottish, Geordies.
Good luck ever seeing each other again with the tier system.
I know.
Get your Zooms on the go.
Merry Christmas.
You'll never see each other again. You get mix across those area boundaries. You kidding us?
You'll get stopped.
Speaking of weird little words that people make up and stuff, your mum's favourite one, that does mine out, and she did this on Christmas Day, the doings.
Oh, the doings.
If you get the doings on there, I'll get you pass the doings and do that. And yeah, Chris, where's that? I got the doings for your doings. Fucking hell. Sandra, do you know doings? It's not a descriptive word in any way, shape or form. When we were having the bathroom done, the bathroom fitter took us upstairs a couple of times. He was trying to explain things. And he went, you know, the thing, I've got to finish this off. I've just got to get her a... And he kept doing that. He did it 4 or 5 times. He went, well, the problem with that is, you know, it's because it hasn't got a... And I went, do you know whistling isn't
a word,
any kind of description at all? He was like, well, I know what I mean. I was like, but you're fucking talking to me, you pillock.
I like little made up words like that.
Yeah.
See, but the doings, I'm shocked.
I'm shocked that Docket isn't right. I'm shocked that Docket isn't.
I know. You believe us lot up here have been saying it wrong all along?
I'm going to have to Google it.
Got it. Babadoo, 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 bab.
Dear Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
I worked in a restaurant for many years. I met and saw some very interesting characters, but one couple really sticks out in my memory, and I'd love to know your thoughts about them. It was that weird time between lunch and dinner where the restaurant is still open but only a few people are sitting in the lounge area, brackets just drinking and avoiding going back to work probably, and no one was sitting in the dining room for a proper meal. But then, in walks a couple, a man and a woman, wearing normal clothing. But the woman was wearing a collar round her neck, and the man was holding a lead attached to it.
No, what?
He was walking her like a dog. When they were brought to the table in the corner of the empty dining room, me and a few of my co-workers stood and stared with our jaws on the floor as we watched him and heard him tell her to sit.
No.
Then unclipped the lead and told her to stay.
Wow.
Then sat across from her.
Nice.
I ran to the back of the restaurant to grab my phone and Google to see if there was some kind of kink convention going on, but nothing of that sort was in the city for several months.
Ooh.
This was just a couple going about their normal Tuesday with the woman role-playing as a dog.
Mm.
I wasn't the person who served them, but my friend who did said they were extremely polite and seemed totally normal. And no, in case you were wondering, she didn't bark or growl. Now, I don't want to kink-shame anyone, but I have got to say, this is forever burned in my memory as one of the weirdest yet totally PG public things I've ever seen.
Doms have got to eat too. Do you know what I mean?
I'm annoyed she didn't... if she used cutlery, I'm pissed off.
Me too. Well, I was,
commit.
I hope she went full method on this and,
you
know, had a bowl with her.
Absolutely, yeah. Of course, she didn't bark or growl. Uh-huh. She's well-trained. They're in a restaurant. Of course not. I wanted her to go face first into the... And can I just say as well, this lady who's written this has said, I don't want to kink shame anyone. I do. Because if I'm owning a restaurant and you're coming in with someone on a dog lead, get out of me fucking restaurant, you filthy perverts. Get out me restaurant.
Have an hour off.
You can come in, mate, but fucking tie her up on a lamppost outside.
No dogs allowed. That's the thing, if you're going to do it, if you're going to go to the extent of wearing the collar, being, you know, you fucking get on that lamppost, love.
100%.
I totally agree. Yeah. I'd say the same. I'd be like, sorry, no dogs allowed. They'd be like, oh, well, actually, I'd be like, well, get the fucking collar off, you maniac. God's sake. This is pizza out.
I love the idea as well. She's like, I Googled to see if there was any kink convention going on, but nothing of that sort was in the city for several months. I'd love it if they went over and went, do you know that's May, not March. What? It's May, the convention, the dog pervert convention. You know, it's May, not March. You're fucking joking, aren't you?
Not again.
Back on the train.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So we'll let you behind the curtain here, guys. Rosie just said there, I think we might have done enough. That might be the end of this week's podcast recording, and this might be the final one of 2020. However.
But it's New Year's Day, so it's 2021 now.
Well, whatever, but we're recording it in 2020. Don't be a dick, Rosie, right? Now, what I'm saying is, right, do you want to end on a bang? Do you want to end with one of the worst things I've ever read? It's disgusting, this story. And you know what it is, right? A lot of people are in lockdown and tier fours and all kinds of stuff. You can't go out. You can't have one night stands as much. Just keep this in your mind, guys, as why it might be a good thing that you're not going out having as many one night stands as usual. Yes, you might miss them, but look, they're not all. They're cracked up to be.
Okay.
Here you go.
They're never cracked up to be anything good.
This one's up there.
All right.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I know how much you and the listeners love a one night stand story. So here's one. Maybe best if I stay anonymous just in case anyone recognises the story. Ha ha.
Ha-ha!
Exclamation mark. Ha-ha!
Ha-ha!
A friend of my ex was on a night out a few years ago, and he pulled this girl and ended up back at hers.
Mm.
As they began getting it on, she asked if she could thread a tea towel up his arse without any explanation.
What?
Thread a tea towel.
What does she mean by thread?
Imagine poke a tea towel up. Further and further and further, so it's almost like there's a portion of a tea towel hanging out of his arse, and it looks like he's got a little bit of a tail, but it's a tea towel.
Okay. Right.
So she just said that.
Right. Okay. Did he?
He thought this was a bit strange, but agreed to do it.
Of course he did.
People are crazy. She threaded some of the tea towel up his arse and told him to tell her when he was about to come. So then, as he was
from
about
that,
to...
From that?
While they're having sex. So it's just up there. He's basically having sex with the tea towel hanging out of his arse. Which must be creating a draft. What's wrong with everyone?
I don't know. Why? I couldn't concentrate.
Well, there's a tea towel flapping about. Whichever way the... Where was the tea towel?
Whose tea towel is it?
Gets worse.
Is it thick
gets
or
worse.
Thin? Oh, there's so many questions.
Gets worse.
Right, come on then.
We've got tea
towels. It gets
worse. We've got tea towels on our website if anyone wants one, but don't you dare use it for this.
Oh.
So then, as he was about to, he told her, and she proceeded to pull the tea towel out of his arse at the same time.
Oh,
so that's what it was for.
Really?
I mean, love, whoever you are, love, if you are listening, or if you know this person, or if you know any, buy some anal beads, stop ruining the tea towels.
Not just, who's told her that that's nice as a bloke?
Yeah.
I'm not a bloke, but is...
I can't imagine I'd be up for that.
No.
I mean, he's just like going for it, and then she's just like, right, are you ready? Are you ready? Just like
for my next trick.
Like a Boom City Racer. Seen them Boom City Racers Robin got for Christmas.
Yes.
Guys, Robin got these cars for Christmas and you put a stick in them and you zzz, pull it out and then fly across the floor.
So
he told her and she proceeded to pull the tea towel out of his arse at the same time. As she did this, my ex's mate shat all over the place. If this wasn't embarrassing and weird enough for him, the lass then began to roll around in his shit, loving it.
No, she did. Oh my word.
I told you we'd be going out on a bang.
Is that true?
So apparently she whipped the towel out, it goes and she just rolls around in it thinking it's class. He called a mate to pick him up ASAP, claiming shit had got weird. He didn't call her the next day. And then it says, thank you, stay safe.
See, so...
Rosie, I've got a horrible feeling that it's a communal tea towel and it gets used every time a lad goes round.
Oh, was it at her house?
Yeah, it was at her house, yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Mate, that's even worse. How seedy. See, I'm not being funny. You know, I can say that if that was a bloke, that would be awful.
Yeah, to do that to a woman, yeah.
Well, what should do? That's so bad. Like, oh, in my drunken one night stand, let us do this. I never do this. And then she, like, that's
honestly,
obviously what it's going to do. And she's, oh, God.
I would hit the roof if I was on a one night stand and someone went, can I put this tea towel up your arse? I'd absolutely not. The music would stop. The mood would. I'd sober up immediately. And go, no, you can't put. Where was that? We're in your bedroom. Where was that tea towel?
Under a pillow.
Yeah. Can I put this tea towel up your ass? Don't sniff it. Someone was here last night. Why have you put plastic sheets down? By the way, don't worry. Just bend over and have this tea towel.
Just do as I say. He did it though. More fool him, to be honest.
God.
But, do you know what it is? I've got no sympathy for these people.
Awful.
That's horrific.
Bad, isn't it? Happy New Year! Happy Poo Year!
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo. But as always, thank you so much for listening. And we just want to quickly take a second from Chris and myself to say thank you so, so much for sticking with us this year. We've loved keeping you entertained.
We really have, guys.
We really appreciate all your lovely positive tweets.
Not text, you haven't got my numbers. Rosie?
Emails, tweets. It's been a really strange year. And thank you for coming on this roller coaster with us. You've been listening to Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
At the risk of echoing too much what Rosie said, just absolutely, we'll get messages saying that we've helped you through and things like that. And that's not what we intended to do. We just thought, look, if people are going through a rough time, let's make the podcast a bit longer. Been doing longer ones all year. We're so glad. We hope that helped out, and we're so glad that we have. Hope you're all hanging in there. Happy New Year.
You guys have helped us through.
Big time. Big time helped us through. Big time. This really cheers us up. Hopefully I'm going to go and steal half an hour on the PlayStation while Rosie goes to visit her granddad in the cemetery.
Absolutely not.
Go on, man.
No,
go,
you're coming with us. Come on.
I'm not going. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.